So I wonder if you see at this point, having done the reporting for this story and knowing your own experience going through to UWM, do you see the case of UWM right now as being a failure in some way, or do you see it as just being behind the curve, if you will, in being able to address this issue?
There were a lot of discussions about this improving. Well, I mean, these discussions have been going on for years. They're nothing new in some respects, but I myself started covering higher education 2009, around the same time that the Obama administration announced this ambitious goal to improve America's college completion rate, you know, to get more students to a degree. And ever since then, you know, I've been in this world where, you know, the discussion is dominated by ways to improve completion rates at the post-secondary level. And so to hear that UWM is like just now hiring someone to look at what else is going on in the nation, it's a bit, you know, concerning. One would have hoped that it had happened, you know, years ago, that UWM would be, you know, kind of on the cutting edge and maybe even had the kind of success by now that would be cited by others so that they could be an exemplary institution. Unfortunately, UWM is not a leader right now. I think the institution has the potential to be if they want to be.
Do you think, is graduation rate the be-all, end-all measure that universities ought to be judged by?
You know, it's a very important one. I'm a bit resistant to saying institution A or B, you know, has this kind of graduation rate, and then therefore, you know, it's not a good institution. I think UWM is a classic example of an institution that happens to be very excellent in a lot of ways, but still has a low graduation rate. So, but at the same time, you don't want to let an institution off the hook and not hold it accountable, because, you know, ultimately what happens is you have students, you know, enroll in school, they use Pell Grants, you know, that's taxpayer money, they use their own time and money, and to not come out with a degree, it's not the optimal thing, to say the least. And in some respects, you know, it can be very, very hurtful. I mean, just imagine, you go to college to get a degree, and if you don't, I think that can affect your psyche in a lot of different ways. Some college is better than none, but at the same time, you want to get the degree. That's what we all celebrate, right?